We out here. Episode 46. Hot, dude. We're coming in hot.
Asshole.
You're fucking asshole.
Fucking asshole.
Oh, dude. Oh, we've just been streaming fucking Key and Peele for the like last hour and a half.
Hey, Key and Peele's always fucking
it's greatness. It's absolute greatness.
You can't go wrong with Key and Peele. Like, at all.
Let me take you out and you're gonna pick the movie because you always pick the movie. You always pick the movie.
Yeah, that's some real shit. Girls always pick the movie. Like, you never get to watch what you want to watch.
That's just so funny, man. They're so great. Oh, man. What's up, man? We're here.
Special. I miss Comedy Central. I like don't really watch it that much.
We're here. They're kind of failing, dude. They're falling out, really.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of dying out a bit. The shit that we're doing is kind of stagnant these days. They start so many things and then just end them like that. Like nothing.
A
like,
lot of shows do that, though. Like a lot of.
No, but Comedy Central is really bad. Like they'll get like a couple episodes, like 2-3. And
damn, 2-3.
Then they'll just put them on. They'll put them online and just like classify it as like webisodes and shit.
Wow. Well, yeah, they do.
Well, it's really shit, dude. Like, they don't really do, like, the comedy half hour anymore. Like, the comedy half hour for comedy specials is pretty dead.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I would assume that would actually be decent.
Like, there's still some pretty good Comedy Central specials out there. But I don't know, man. I'd say, like...
You should start recommending some for the people that are listening.
Chris DeStefano's Size 38 Waist. That's a pretty good one. Dan Soder's is pretty good.
I haven't fucking seen Chris DeStefano since fucking...
It's pretty good.
What's that one? Geico. I haven't seen him since then.
Oh, dude, he's been a
minute since I've seen him.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, fucking miss... Oh, man, I miss the old
days. Did I show you his 9/11 story?
Yeah, you did. You showed me that. Fucking... I was honestly
talks about his dad and shit?
Yeah, I was surprised about that. Fucking... Honestly, like, that was... Like, I've heard that his father wasn't all that and everything like that, but I never, like fucking thought about it like
no,
that.
You're thinking of Pete Davidson's dad.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, no.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, I'm talking about Chris.
Where
I'm talking about Chris DeStefano.
I didn't know Chris DeStefano's dad was fucking in all that.
No, he's not in all that. I'm trying. Never mind. Never mind. Miscommunication. We're getting off that.
It was okay. The fucking.
What's up, man? What's been going on, dude?
Everything's been going good. Fucking started this new job.
Don't lie to me.
Everything has been good for the most part.
Oh, yeah, you did start a new job. He's at the airport. Ooh.
Yeah, fucking at the airport, finally getting my shit together. Fucking finally became a cook.
I heard TSA was, you said TSA, oh, yeah, was TSA fucking was with you. Fucking get into that.
Day. So fucking basically, I'm going in to get my bags checked. Well, not my bags, but get myself checked and all that shit to go through so I can get up to my job and start working and shit for the morning and everything like that because I got to get up at 4:30.
Yeah, so you basically... Like, before you start your job, you're basically just, like, another person walking into the airport.
Yeah, just walking right into the airport, fucking. But I get to cut everybody.
I
look at everybody while they're in line.
Because you got your, what, you got, like, a lanyard pass or something?
Yeah, I got a pass and everything like that I got a fucking badge in and all that shit. So, fucking, basically, I get up there, give them my shit, and fucking... I start getting fucked with, like immediately start getting fucked with. Fucking the alarm start going off because I walked through and didn't realize that I fucking had my necklace on me, what was a part of my lanyard, and it's metal. So I was like, fuck, that dinged me. Didn't even think about it because it was under my shirt. So I was wasn't even like pressed about it. So fucking forgot about that. They started fucking with me, made me go back, did a whole
lot of fun. Hold on, slow down.
Okay.
In detail.
I'm slow. Okay. So after the whole badge incident and all that shit, got caught up with that.
Yeah, like what they tell you and shit, you know what I mean?
So basically they backed me up and the lady was all like, sir, do you have anything on you? Anything, any narcotics, anything? And then she did a little sniff, like
dead ass. But they know you work there.
Yeah, they know I work there. She dead ass looked at me, sniffed her damn nose, and then said, you smell like you have marijuana on you. And I'm like, no, I know for a fact I ain't got marijuana on me. There ain't no way in blue fucking hell I got marijuana on me. So this is my second day at work.
You're like the freshman right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much getting freshman haze. Like, yeah. They know I work there. They know I work there. They've all seen me.
So are they frisking and everything?
Oh, yeah, they frisked me. First me having to take off all my shit. No, I'm proud that nobody.
It was a lady? A lady frisker?
It was a fucking black lady.
Lady frisker.
She was doing this purposely.
Oh, yeah.
She was really laughing too and fucking with me. So I knew she was just fucking with me. And then the fat Mexican, bro, with the glasses, bro, I swear to God, I want to punch him. Like, I ain't even gonna lie.
You know what's funny to me about that, though? Because that makes me think about, like, how many times people get stopped or, like, when they're being dicks or, like, when they really drag things out. They're probably just bored. They're like, fuck
it. Yeah.
I'm going to do this. I got the power to.
Oh, yeah. I highly feel like that's exactly what they do. They did that shit to me.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like everybody working at the TSA is just like us. Like, if we were working in the TSA, we'd be like, "Oh man, we're getting this one,
dude." After all body that cavity shit
search,
happened.
No. Take him back into the room, just like, "Hey, I'm just kidding, bro. Just kidding."
But nah, fucking after all that shit, fucking they fucked me a little bit, gave me back all my stuff. Then they started fucking with this Hindu dude, and I shit you not,
you told me about
they were
that.
Fucking with this nigga solely because he was Hindu. Like, that's... there was no other reason.
Okay, but what are the races of the people fuck? It was the Mexican dude, it and was, the black lady?
Yeah, it was basically the Mexican dude, really. Like, it the wasn't black the
queen?
Black lady.
Sorry.
Black queen. Now, sorry. The black lady, she was went back to her desk area, and she was just chilling over there. Yeah. It was mainly the Mexican and then fucking this little... I don't want to assume that she's Mexican, because she looked white.
Just Latinx.
But yeah, pretty much, yeah. So, like, I'm assuming she's Mexican.
Get your shit right. Latinx.
Fuck you. But she was basically fucking with him, too. And I'm just like, yo, I'm just going to walk away. And just this nigga can deal with his own bullshit, because I had to deal with mine. And he ain't say shit for me, so I'm not going to say shit
African-American,
for him.
African-American, please. No. I'm sorry. You're black. He's black. He's not African-American.
I'm black. Yeah, I ain't African-American. I was born in America.
Dude, what's up with the beef with that? Why do you guys don't like each other?
I've noticed that, like, fucking African niggas do not like
they don't
black
fuck with
people,
y'all,
like,
and y'all don't fuck with them.
We don't.
Like, what's that about?
We keep it, like, we got a couple of niggas, like a couple comedians that are Africans that will come in.
Trevor Noah,
say some
I don't really fuck with Trevor Noah.
Hey, I fuck with Trevor Noah. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck
well,
with Trevor Noah.
I don't know. Like, I didn't fuck with him early in his stand-up, so maybe.
Yeah,
is he cool now? Is he good on the Daily Show?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I haven't given him a chance.
Yeah, he's cool on the Daily Show.
Yeah,
I watched the show. The Daily Show. He's cool.
You know
who
I don't like anymore is John Oliver.
Ooh, I can see why. I can see why.
I can't fuck with John Oliver, dog.
I can see why.
It's ridiculous, man.
I don't even fuck with him either.
The things he says, why. Like they're not even jokes, really.
Fuck no, dude sounds pretentious.
I don't know who's writing for him, but it's fucking garbage.
It is.
Like, just doesn't hold up. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
He probably is writing for himself.
I don't know. He's got the viewers, I guess. I don't even know if he's still going, to be honest.
I think he is. I think he still has a couple things going on for him right now.
Yeah, but anyway, back to the fucking, to the beef.
Oh, yeah. So basically.
Like, what do you think it stems to? Like, what's the beef in the streets? Like, have you talked to this about fellow blacks?
With a couple of my cousins, yeah. I have actually talked
about it. Is that okay to say, fellow blacks?
Yeah, that's fine to say.
Okay.
Just don't say nigga.
He said it was fine.
Yeah. I said, fellow blacks is fine. Like, pretty sure a lot of black people will look at you and be like, all right, that's okay.
We'll just don't say the N-word.
Yeah, just don't say the N-word.
Doesn't it feel, like, weird, though, when people do say that? Like, the N-word?
Not really.
No, but when they say the N-word?
Oh, when they say that one?
When they're, like, N-word? Like, when they say the N-word.
Yeah,
not the actual word, they say N-word.
When they say N-word?
Yes.
Oh,
doesn't that seem a bit ridiculous?
Yeah, when someone just says N-word, like,
just fucking say it.
An old guy has done that once.
Like
you
got the shady, you can't be halfway in the door, bro.
Yeah,
like, you
exactly.
Gotta kick the door in and fucking accept it. Like,
even I thought about it for a second. I was like, bro, you may as well have just said it. Like, there's no reason for you to have just been like,
oh man,
N-word.
No,
that guy.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Guy I'm talking about. Fucking, you may as well just said it.
Yeah.
Like, there is no reason just to be like,
especially
because
he's an old guy. He's
yeah,
old.
He's an old dude.
Whatever, N-word. You're like, that doesn't make it any better, dog.
Like, I would expect him to just
it's
be
the
like.
Same intention, same meaning.
You may as well should have just said it. Like,
he actually should have got that one in. That might have been a free one.
Oh, no, it wouldn't have been a free one. I would have kicked him square in the balls.
But because he said N-word, you didn't?
Oh, yeah, because he said N-word, I didn't. I was fucking confused.
Man, see, that's the weird thing to me.
Like, when he said
because
N-word,
still the
I was
same
very
insult.
Confused. It
it's
is
the same
insult. It is very the same insult. But then at the time, when someone just says it to you.
No, but like, dude, you couldn't like tell your girlfriend.
Oh, fuck.
In me. An argument, like, whatever C word.
Oh, no, I just straight up say cunt.
But no, but I'm saying if you did, though, it almost probably get a worse effect because you took the loop in your head to try to make it sound better, but be just as aggressive and demeaning. And you know what I mean? She's gonna process that and then implode down to her heart to where it rises into her head again, and then she's gonna fucking just steam out like a dragon.
Start cussing me the fuck out.
Like that's like you're gonna scramble brain her if
that
you did that.
That conversation's gonna be fun.
No, but still, dude, like
now nah, I just wanna say C word.
No, right? Like,
so look at me and be like, what are you trying to say, Crips? Like, what's up?
That's why I never understand. But you don't see much of that anymore. People being like, N-word. Like, you know what I mean?
Nah, I barely see anybody say N-word. Most of the time, everybody's just saying nigga.
And I think even that's white because people, they all just saying niggas. And I think that's because it's like the same thing, and it's almost more disrespectful because you're trying to put like a blanket on it.
Kind of, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
I feel like it's way worse.
Like, when you're saying the N-word in that context, trying to get it off like you're actually trying to say nigger, but then you just don't want to because of the fucking whole I'm white and I can't.
Honestly,
really say
it's
it.
Funny as hell to put here. You put the hard R in it.
Oh, nigger.
Because nigger. Nah, because you've been around white people for too long. You say it like a white person. Do. You don't say it like, all right, when a black person says it, it's a harder R. It's not. It doesn't have that little country like goofy slang on it.
Yeah, I do have that country slang too.
You've been hanging out with us way too long, dude.
I was getting my nigger. I will never go up to black people and say no shit.
That's
like
hilarious.
That. They look at me and be like, bruh.
You want another buddy?
Yeah, fucking why not?
Yeah, buddy. There you go.
I told myself I'd stop drinking beer.
I don't know why.
I'm gonna stop. I need to.
It's light beer, dude.
Yeah, but I need to get myself straight.
Well, yeah.
Like, I got.
Get your shit together.
And all that shit. I just need to move the fuck out.
Oh yeah, you do have two kids too.
Yeah, I got two kids.
It's free beer though.
It is free beer.
But... yeah, man. Ain't nothing bad about it. What? Two? Come on. Two Bud Lights? Then like,
yeah, I'll be fine.
Then like 3 hours, dude, you're fine. That's a solid little fucking two kicker. That's like you hit the bar just to get some stress out. You know what I mean? You sip your beer.
Yeah.
Just watch like half the game and then go back home. Like, man, I gotta fucking cook for these goddamn kids.
I kind of want to do that. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I kind of just want
to. We need to hit the bar, me and you, sometime, dude.
I'm just down.
Go have a couple beers and fucking head home.
The bars are open.
We can Uber. You know, our bars are open, dude.
Are they? I thought bars were closed.
Bars.
No, sir.
Bars are open. Maybe in Clovis they're
Everybody
closed.
Said, I don't give a fuck.
But bars be open, dog. Like I go to like bar restaurants though too. I go to like Sequoia, Bobby Salazar's.
There's your fucking palace.
Sequoia?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the hometown spot.
Like, every fucking...
That's home base.
I swear to God, like, a good 70% of his pictures on Instagram, every single time he posts on this fucking story, is him at Sequoia. I guarantee fucking to you.
That's where I be.
It is. It is where he be, but...
Don't dox me on that. Oh, we just did. We doxed. Fuck it. Find me at Sequoia Brewery, dude. Come have a beer. I ain't paying for it. Come buy me a shot.
Hey, there's a lot
of wheatgrass.
No, wheatgrass. That is disgusting.
No, I know. It's a reference to Grandma's Boy.
I know. I know it is a reference to. Honestly, I haven't seen that movie fucking since.
No, me either. I actually really want to watch that again.
Like, I think the last time I saw that movie was when I crashed over at your house when we were still staying in the basement. I think that was like the last time I ever saw that movie.
In the basement?
Yeah, down in the basement. Don't quote me on this, guys, but yeah, we used to stay in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Dude, those were the dark days in the basement, dude.
Bro.
No, that was cool, man. We had a lot of good times on it.
We hotboxed the shit out of that basement.
All the time.
Yo, dad would literally yell at us and be like, hey.
Well, yeah, because he'd be coming up through the vents. He would get so mad because my stepmom at the time would come down and complain.
He'd say some bullshit.
Say some dumb shit. I'd be like, yo, tape the vents off.
Like, that's on y'all.
I told him, I was like, take the vents. What do you want me to do? You sold me this weed, dad.
I'm like, you gave this to
you
me. You
gave
knew
this to me, and now you expect me not to have fun with it. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, you knew good and damn well I was gonna smoke this.
Yeah, come on now.
It just didn't happen to be outside. That was the one thing that my dad always told me. He was like, yo, if you're gonna smoke, you either go out to the garage or you open up your window and stick your head out there. And I'm just like, bruh, I got a whole ass PS4. And I got free weed from my dad. You would really expect, and blunts from this nigga too. And you really expect me to stick my black ass head out the window to smoke? Hell no. Nah. I'm sitting on my motherfucking bed. I'm playing my motherfucking game because I had God of War 4 and I was all in that shit. I miss that fucking game. I swear to God.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I know. I want to buy it so bad.
I can't.
Dude, we got some good fights going up tomorrow.
Oh, yes. We do have some good fights. What time are the fights? Because I got to. I don't get off till like 4:30.
All right. Well, that's the thing, too. I'm not doing them here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, mine and Jackie and they're doing shit over there, but they know you.
Yeah, I was going to say, they know.
I'm sure you're cool to slide.
Fuck yeah, I'm cool to slide.
You know what I mean? My uncle's dad's a little racist, but fuck him. We'll throw him in the pool. He can't swim.
Can't swim?
Nah. So then after I throw him in the pool, you got to jump in and save him. Then
I'm not saving shit.
Nah, but then after that, you might change his mind.
Bro.
We got to make like an act. We're trying to change his life. We're trying to break his racism.
I feel like he'd get even more racist.
That'd be kind of funny.
I would slap the shit
if
out
you
of
went
him.
Like, if you went to bring him up, and then when he went to breathe, he turned around, smacked you, and he fucking sunk back down. I'd be like, bruh,
yeah, I'd let him go. I'm turning around. I'm walking away.
I'd be like, fuck, I gotta get his ass.
Like, that is disrespectful. You don't do that.
Nah, but I guess you really can't swim well.
Can't bite the hand to feed you. But yeah, the fights are going on. Fucking can't wait for
dude,
this.
Dude, Robbie Lawler versus Nick Diaz, bro. 17-year rematch.
This is going to be
in the works,
one.
Bro.
This is going to be... I'm really
and then we got Volkanovski versus Ortega. They were the two captains in the Tough Series this year. The Ultimate Fighter Series. It was pretty...
I haven't watched Ultimate Fighter
Series. I didn't watch the series. I just watched a couple replays from the fights. But I think Volkanovski won, like, overall his team.
Oh, that's dope.
I think
good
his team won overall for sure.
Good for him.
Actually, in the last event, I believe that was like a lot of their teams going at it in that event. I think. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I forgot to fucking tell you.
And then Shevchenko versus Murphy. And then the main, yeah. So that's the card. We got two title fights and then a 17-year rematch in the making.
That is dope.
And the return of Nick Diaz, bro. I'm hyped.
Is he going to be like back?
No, yeah, like, no, he's trying to come here to stay. Like, he wants the belt.
Oh, damn.
And
yeah,
the thing is, Usman is with it, too.
Ooh, I want to see that.
Exactly.
Usman versus Nick. I want
to
see that.
Kamaru. Like,
that would be good.
Dude, he's with it. The only thing is, that boy is cut.
I'm going to say, Usman probably
like
fuck
Nick
up. I ain't gonna
like,
lie.
Nick needs to get his shit together. Like, we're going to see this fight. We're going to see this fight, what he's still made of. He's been out for 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
He's still a bad motherfucker, though. Like, he's already beaten Robbie Lawler. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he beat him the first time. It's just a matter of if he beats him the second time, and then he actually does stay.
Now they're way different fighters, though. Now they're way different fighters. It's a whole different fight now. So, I'm really excited to see. I looked at the stats. The stats hold up. It's going to be a good match. For sure.
Yeah, I remember you posted the picture of the stats and I saw him.
It's going to be a good match, dude.
It is going to be a good
for
match.
For sure.
I'm highly excited for it.
I got Nick Diaz, though. Diaz Army all there.
I ain't betting because every single time I bet, I lose. So I'm good.
You know, it's crazy, though. Like, how many weeks or how many months? I can't remember which of the one that it is since they fought. And it's 209. You know, they're from the 209 and all that shit. It's crazy.
That is wild. That is dope as fuck. I ain't even gonna lie.
I think it might have been months. I can't remember.
Damn, this is gonna be an exciting time. Like,
it's gonna be,
fucking,
dude.
A lot of fights have been.
And then
crazy
Sunday, you're always getting tatted again.
Oh, you finally getting another tat?
Getting another tat, dude. Getting my rig tat.
Where?
Probably either right here. Or right here.
Not bad.
Just trying to fill in the arm. You know what I mean? Get the arm filled in. Then I'm supposed to get another tat pretty soon after that. Probably with my mom. I'm going to get her a tat. And then I'm going to get my own tat. I'm not sure what it's going to be yet. But I was thinking about getting fucking Can't Rain All the Time on this arm. But I'm not sure yet.
That'd be dope.
Because I got Choose Life on this one. I think it'd be cool to get it like same font on this one, like Can't Rain All the Time.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
I'm not sure yet. And then I do eventually want to get some fucking finger tats with a skull. Not a skull, a fucking skeleton hand. Like a skeleton hand, but with some writing on, like a sentence on the fingers.
You want a whole ass sentence on your fingers?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Nah, it's tight.
You want a whole ass sentence?
Nah, it's tight, man. You just put a word, another word, a word, another word, a word, another word, a word, another word. Just small font.
I think that's a statement.
That's legit. It's going to be sick. Sorry, dude. I didn't mean to chat out. I fucking chatted out right now. Sorry.
But nah, fucking. It's dope, though. Like, it sounds dope. Wouldn't doubt it. Fucking. I'm still fucking planning on my tattoos. I just don't know when I'm going to get them. Now that I actually got the money, dude, I can do it. It's just a matter of when.
You have zero tattoos.
I know.
That's weird.
Not really.
It feels weird. It's crazy. None of my boys have tats except Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy's the only one that has tats.
That's so
Alex
weird.
Alex just doesn't want to.
I know Alex probably don't want to. He don't like needles and shit.
I asked him. He says straight up.
And then Shiloh's just probably too fucking insecure. Probably too indecisive and insecure.
Boy, he don't want to get no tattoos.
He needs tattoos. But Desiree ain't going to let him get no tattoos. Yeah, exactly.
Desiree ain't letting him get no damn tattoos.
That I don't give a fuck if y'all hear this.
Sheesh. No. I remember when that nigga came over and Desiree wasn't with him, and we all were so excited when he came over. We were like, bro, finally got on this fucking leash.
Oh, he does it every now and then. Every now and then, the boy frees up. He'll just show up after work and shit with like a little 12er of his Trulies. Then he'll take out like 6 and then wrap it up and head home. Yeah, I mean, he'll take out like 6, dude. And he'll be like, dude, let's fucking chill. He'll be like, dude, let's watch something and just vibe. I'm like, all right, bro. What are you trying to watch? Then sometimes he'll be like, dude, fuck this. Like, let's just fucking talk about shit. I'll be like, all right, dude. You trying to cast? And be like, nah, man.
Let's just talk, dude.
And I'm like, all right, bro, fucking let's vibe.
That nigga just wants to get deep.
Like, nah, dude, he just need, you know what I mean?
Somebody to talk to.
I know, man. Like, they don't, I don't know. We're not going to, nah, we can't go that.
We can't. We really can't.
We gotta speak on
if he listens to this.
We shouldn't speak on that.
But yeah.
Pray for the boy. No. R.I.P.
No. Leave your demons.
Leave your demons.
All right.
What are we getting into?
I really don't know, to be fairly honest, like, fucking for the most part. Oh, fucking that one fucking shit that I found out on Instagram about John Jones, since we were speaking about.
Yes, dude, bring that up. Pull it up. God damn it.
Damn it. I don't even know if my phone is still.
I gotta say, on. Man, as a fucking. What, dude? I have a charger. You need to charge your phone?
Yeah, my phone's like 5, bro.
Daddy needs to hook you up.
Bitch. Daddy can get slapped.
Come on, Daddy. I got you.
My daddy been turned into stepdaddy real quick.
Man, oh, I don't know. That's a weird comeback.
It is a weird comeback.
I never knew my real ladder.
Wait, what?
It's an old joke. I have a step ladder. I never knew my real ladder. That's fucking hilarious. God, what are you talking about? Here, hold on. Let's take a break. We'll take a quick break, yeah?
Yeah, fuck it.
All right, cool. Then we'll come back with the John Jones shit. Because it is hurtful. It hurts me in the heart. It so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back and talk about that.